So this is the story that has received widespread circulation, that calcium pills, often prescribed to people, raise their risk of heart attacks.
Well, before you drop the calcium pills, you have to look at how the study was done. The study was what we call a meta-analysis, so they pooled a bunch of studies together and looked for specific endpoints that were never designed in the original studies that they used. In this case, they used studies that looked at about 16,000 women. And interestingly, Steve, the women that were already taking calcium and calcium supplements prior to the study had no increased risk of heart disease, and those that were given calcium found that the risk increased moderately. That is, for every 1,000 patients that were given calcium and vitamin D over for about 5 years, that would cause an additional 6 heart attacks versus preventing 3 fractures. So that was the difference that they found. But the problem is that prior to even starting this particular analysis, they removed all the women who were taking calcium at the beginning anyway. And these women didn't have heart attacks. So it already skews the comparison of what happens when you take calcium. All they were looking at now were women that were in heart studies. Some were taking extra calcium. Some were taking a little less extra calcium. So all they were comparing was greater and lesser amounts of calcium supplementation and removing the women that were already on calcium before who never had any increased risk of heart disease. So that is a specific problem when trying to make this particular comparison. And one of the principal investigators who did a major study on calcium and heart disease, the Women's Health Initiative Calcium and Vitamin D study, 36,000 women, found no increased risk of heart disease over 7 years. So before you drop the calcium, it's always good to get calcium from your food, but really I think it's being a bit overplayed in the media.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome, Steve.